Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm your hostess, Pam Bright, and I'm here with my beautiful husband, David Buck. He is my co-host and my beloved for life. We are talking today about choosing your empowered life. What does this mean? Well, every second you get to choose, and today we are taking on a topic that is really prevalent throughout social media and really all around the world and the news today. And so we would really like to kind of open the door to some other possibilities of this thing called counterculture. But before we do that, David, what do you think the problem is?
Well, the problem is that it's nearly another epidemic, another plague that we're dealing with. And it's nothing new. We just call it cancel culture. That is the most recent term for many different things that just really inhibit our own abilities to live fully with one another. And so we're going to be talking about that today and proposing some solutions to that problem. But we have a really quick exercise that you can do anytime that you feel overwhelmed, anytime you need a break, anytime you need a moment of peace. Here's something you can do.
Okay, so simply, I've talked before about your breath. So your breath is your constant companion and your ability to really quiet in any moment, anytime you're feeling triggered, anytime that you're feeling challenged, anytime that anything's going on that is hard for you, you can simply go back to your breath. And in order to get disconnected from all of the noise of the world, go back to your breath. So in this moment right now, just simply take a few nice deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Really make it so that you can hear the breath coming in and going out. That gives your body a new signal to be able to relax and disconnect. It brings you back to yourself.
If it's possible for you to just hear that sound of your breath, then you can experience a moment of silence. And that's really helpful in today's world. It's so full of noise. I want to read a couple of definitions for you. According to the Oxford Online Dictionary, when they talk about the word cancel, they say it is to decide or announce that something will not take place. Also, it's to neutralize or to negate the force of another, something or another. And a little further down, the Cambridge Dictionary talks about cancel culture with regards to completely reject and stop supporting someone, especially because they have said something that offends you. Now, let's talk about culture for a moment. According to the Oxford Online Dictionary, culture is the customs, arts, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social group. So when we talk about canceling culture, it really starts to sink in that what we're doing is we're canceling the ability for other people to express themselves, to create, It doesn't mean that people aren't held accountable for their actions. That's something different. But this has taken on some new and disturbing forms that actually go all the way back. If you've ever seen 2001, A Space Odyssey, there's a scene where the apes pick up a bone and recognize it, that it's a tool. And this tool eventually can be turned into a killing weapon. And so that starts canceling another tribe so they can take the resources from that tribe. And we've carried that spirit, that energy, those actions, that kind of mentality throughout history. And it's still prevalent today.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm really aware of is last year when the COVID-19 virus really erupted in a big way on this planet, a lot of disturbing different news media information started coming out about underground things and secret societies and all of this different stuff and Black Lives Matter, and just a lot of different things erupted in a very, very fast amount of time. And it was prevalent everywhere, and especially on Facebook, unfortunately, where Facebook was supposed to be this safe place to go and really just be heard. It became this place of spewing all of this information that may or may not have been true, but groups of people started canceling other groups of people, and individuals started defriending people, taking them off of their Facebook pages because they didn't believe a certain way that somebody else believed. And this is when I became really aware of this phenomenon of cancel culture. And I'd not heard it in that term before. My husband mentioned it, but that's what I started seeing. And it really hurt my heart to see how much blame, how much pointing the finger, how much hatred was prevalent in this world that I had really created as being a safe place for me to live and to thrive, even in all of the problems of the world. And so that's when I really got aware of, when we say in the spiritual community that we get to create our own reality, that's my question for you is, what kind of reality do you really want to have?
On the Empower Me show, we want to empower you to live the best life that you can. And a lot of that is setting aside all the things that are internal or external that are getting in your way. And one of the big things about cancel culture today is it's all about drama. It's about the racism and the blame and the revenge and the hatred and the labels that we put on ourselves and everything and everyone all out there. It's just this boiling stew of a primordial soup that we can, we don't need that anymore. And there's also this element of that it's somebody else's problem. Mm-hmm. That we hope that someone else will come along and fix it for us. But where's our responsibility in that?
Yeah. So we have a tendency to point the finger at what's wrong, what's broken, what's outside of our comfort zone, what's something other than what we're used to. And those are the things that we deem unnecessary and something to hate and to cancel. If we get rid of this particular president, if we get rid of this particular political figure, if we get rid of this star, this actress or actor, then, and not buy this food product, then maybe that will just disappear. Well, guess what, folks? We're not disappearing. Everybody's here and everybody has a purpose. We have 7.5 billion people that live here on this planet. We all chose to be here. And I will remind you of that at every turn, that you as a soul chose to be here. Every single person deserves that same right to be present in this body on this planet right now.
with all of the technological marvels that the internet and social media bring, one of the best ways to define the danger of it, if you're aware fully or just opening up to this, is that literally anything you say or do can and will be used against you. This, the social media is the new court of law, where people have been appointing themselves as judge, jury, and executioner, and they carry out these sentences by canceling the culture of another person. And the problem is that the more it happens, the more cultures everywhere, and I say that plural, like the more our collective culture is canceled, because all of this is getting in the way of the expressiveness that brings, that diversity brings. And that's a part of the solution we feel that we will be addressing shortly when we take a break here. But the other thing that's disturbing about this recent trend is it just becomes automatic. It just becomes accepted. It just becomes a thing that normal behavior in this day and age. And yes, we're a little older, and yes, we've seen things change, and they've changed a lot. But the normal behavior to just cancel something out without giving someone more of a chance or more forgiveness, all of that, is so prevalent. It's a little scary.
Yeah. One of the other things that just came in as you were talking, I'm very intuitive, so things just drop in, is the gender identity piece. And we're not going to really talk about that today, but something that's really, really important for us to look at is whatever you identify with in your own skin is really important to honor. And whatever somebody else identifies as a gender for themselves or a non-gender, a gender fluid person, perhaps, that is their journey. And in this program, we really do our best to empower everyone to make their own choices and make up their own minds about what is true, what is not true. And I want to leave you with that as we go to break, to just think about the problems that you are facing in your own life. And when we get back, we'll talk about the solution, which is an amazing way to go into our next section of our show. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on The Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
Get empowered.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm a big fan of yours, and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, you know, to do that as well. So thank you very much. It's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting and a great reminder.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm her husband, and we're talking about cancel culture today, a really hot button topic, very controversial, but we're going away from all of that for a moment, and we're going to present to you what we think and we hope may be part of the solution. And this isn't an overnight solution at all, but it's something that we could start today and work towards over the next 100 years, and maybe in 100 years, we'd have no such thing as cancel culture. And the solution, we feel, is to embrace diversity. And the diversity we're talking about is individuality. We just talked about gender identity beforehand, and it's an interesting aspect of modern culture today that it's emerging as a way to identify oneself as an individual. And that's so important because we live in a world of 7.5 billion or so individuals. And that's where it really matters. You are the person that matters. And I am, and she is, and the person next to you or across from you matters too. So there isn't anyone that doesn't matter. So to embrace the diversity rather than cancel the culture, you can still punish, if necessary, someone's actions that are harmful in some way. And that's necessary to have a society. So we're not talking about abdicating that kind of responsibility. But here's the best news that you could hear about this whole phenomenon. Nobody is born this way. Nobody is born understanding that if you don't like what you hear, you should just cancel it. And you should shun people for things you don't agree with. All of those kind of values are taught. So if we stop teaching them to our children, eventually this kind of thing will disappear. And what's the second best news?
Well, I want to add on actually to what you just talked about with nobody's born this way. People aren't born with judgment either. We're born innocent and free beings. And so everything that comes into a new soul is taught. And so I just wanted to add that into what you've already said. The second best news in this world is that every day is a new day, and mm-hmm. you can choose right now to make a new choice to be reborn into this moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've had judgment in the past. Maybe you've pointed the finger before at other people's ways, and you've followed a group of your friends or groups of society or churches or, you know, belief systems that you know everybody was bandwagoning around to take out another group of people. You can choose it differently today. You can choose really what you want to know. If you don't want to be given any of the information that you're being given right now, you can actually choose to turn it off. That's something we recommend a lot of. And I actually work with you around that if you want to deal with some of these issues at another time.
Going back to the exercise at the top of the program where you just pause, close your eyes if you can, take a breath and listen only to your breath. That's a way to turn off the noise. And there's so much noise. What we're here on this show about is to empower you to move beyond whatever it is that you need to. And all the things we're talking about, the cancel culture, the prejudice, the racism, all of that hatred that's taught and reinforced is just that. It is taught and reinforced. So we have the power and the choice to move forward in a way to teach a more inclusive attitude about other people. And what kind of world would we have if we stopped doing that? What would we have more of?
Oh, we get acceptance. We get to forgive. Wow. Imagine a world where the moment that you blame or point the finger or get angry at someone or, you know, lash out, that you actually shift it and forgive. What if you forgive yourself first? Mm. What would that be like for you?
Mm-hmm.
An act of kindness, you know, allowing yourself some peace around this world of stress around how am I supposed to show up in the world? What if you went inside yourself first and took responsibility for your choices? How would your life change to a better way of living if you were to take some more responsibility for who you are? Who are you being in this world?
I don't want to miss the opportunity to let you know on the splash page for this episode, there's a YouTube playlist that I put together today on how to change cancel culture into embracing diversity. And it's a lot of songs for your consideration. Of course, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye is on there. It's a wonderful song called Wake Up Everybody, and some other great songs. So if you like music and you like to be inspired by what you can do to help yourself and others in this way, go check out that playlist.
That's great. So yes, there's a lot of awesome music that's being presented every week for you to really dive deep into these topics that we're presenting every week. And we're going to just open the door to lots of different things for you to consider. This is never going to be a show that we slam groups of people or point the finger and call you out. We're simply allowing you to view kind of who am I in this world that we all live in? Who am I? Who are you?
Well, every time that you point the finger and you blame someone else for some action or inaction that you feel like they should be doing, you can take a step back and consider yourself first. It may be true that there needs to be some sort of consequence for their actions or inactions. That's always true. That's what happens in this world. It's a world of choices and consequences. And when we come back from a break, we're going to take a break a little early. When we come back, we're going to start talking about some of the spiritual solutions, because there's a spiritual solution for every human problem. And so we're going to hear more from Pam about that when we come back from our break.
We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Welcome back. So you are listening to the Choosing Your Empowered Life episode with David Buck and Pam Bright. And we've been talking about cancel culture and what the problem has been around that, all of the noise of the world, and what are some solutions that will help break some of that up. We talked a lot about responsibility, taking self-responsibility, and I want to talk to you about what spiritual solutions do you have in place? Because I know for myself that being human is a challenge. And I know for you that being human is a challenge. And we did a program called Full Body System Wellness last year. And in that first week that we did that program, I was like, oh my goodness, this is hard. And the reason it was hard for me to do that first week is because we hadn't brought in any of the spiritual solutions yet. Mm-hmm. And so I was feeling the heaviness of, oh my goodness, all these things that we have to deal with every day of our lives. And it was so difficult to face everything that we have to face in a day, right? So what would it be like for you to lift some of that burden off of your shoulders? Mm-hmm. Like, just get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have to carry it all. Yes, you were born into this life, but what if you actually could get some assistance around that? Like, simply right now, just again, tap into your breath just for a moment. What is that breath connected to? That breath is what fuels your entire body system. I say system because you are a system of interconnecting pieces. So your heart helps your heart to function and to beat. Your breath helps your blood to move inside of you. Your breath helps your brain to fire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The neurons to be able to connect. Your breath gives your soul life. Your breath, if your breath was not with you, you would not be alive. You would not be human. You would not, this vessel would die. So your breath is crucial to being able to connect to the spiritual self that you are. And when I say spiritual, I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the creator of all that is. I'm talking about Great Spirit. I'm talking about spirit guides and teachers and totems and the animal spirit world and the trees and all of nature. Anything that you connect to can be your guiding force.
anything that's really beyond yourself, as you understand it, could be from any religion, no religion, or just a general sense of connection to nature and understanding that there's something that we can't quite define that is tying this together. How else would we be here on this planet with an atmosphere that contains all the air that we need in it to be able to breathe and sustain ourselves in? There's something else at work here.
Yep. And as you're getting your information from day to day, from different venues, there's so much noise, as I said before. Anytime we turn on the radio, we get ads about some new product that we must have in order for our lives to be complete. We turn on Facebook and we've got a huge list on our newsfeed of all of these different people with all of their different opinions about what's right, what's wrong, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. All of the opinions of the world are there. We go to our church services and we hear the pastor talking about what Jesus did or what Jesus didn't do, or what Buddha did or what Buddha didn't do, and what so-and-so did and what so-and-so didn't do. And we go to our family picnic and we hear what our aunt and our uncle and our brother and our sister and our recently deceased cousin did, right? So there's all of this noise that's bombarding us daily, right? So it's really vital, guys, that you take some time to decide for yourself what is true. What is true for you?
And what's a danger and what's in danger and what's at stake is really you disappearing. It's so easy to disappear into this vast pool of drama that runs around the world. And there are, like I said, other forces at work. You've got a passage out of a book here.
So this book that I have here is by Richard Bach, and it's one of my favorite books. It's called Illusions: The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah. And I read it years and years ago, but I remember the feather. It's a blue feather in the space with stars. If you ever want to read a book that will open your mind and your heart, I recommend this book highly. And it talks about, it has this handbook for the reluctant Messiah, and it has different quotes in here. One of them is, "Live your life never to be ashamed. If anything you do or say is published around the world, even if what is published is not true."
People will say what they say, and they'll make up stuff about stuff that you said, and they'll even make up things that you've never said or did and show you doing it. And so at some point you have to go, that's not me. I don't need to be part of that. I have a life. I have a purpose. I can find out what that is. You can connect to spirit guides and lots of different spiritual aspects of life.
It reminds me of Hollywood and how many stars have read something about themselves that somebody said, right? And wrote this article about them, or they heard it on whatever show it was. And it's like, oh my word. And then they're interviewed and asked about that thing that they said that may or may not have been true. They have to deal with this on a regular basis, right? So whether you're in the public eye or not, you're going to run into people that have certain things to say about you. And so my invitation always is to live your life in a way that you know that you are giving your best self forth. You are showing the world who you know yourself to be. And if anybody else has any other opinion about it, they'll either let you know, hopefully they'll come to write to you. But even if they don't, even if it's published or even if it's talked about and gossip happens for you, you can still hold yourself up high. You can hold your head up. You can feel good about who you are. You can say, thank you, God, that I have breath. Thank you, God, that I have life in my bones. Thank you, God, that I get another chance to be who I am, to say what's needed in the world, say what my truth is, even if other people don't believe it.
Right. And it doesn't have to be thank you, God. It could be thank you, Creator, or some way of gratitude towards what you believe. And the other thing I want to let you know is there's another channel you can tune into. There's another source of information that you can use to guide you. It was my first introduction to the world of spirituality, and it is simply your intuition. Again and again and again, when you start to listen and put faith in your intuition, listen to it more, that is, it will steer you. And I believe now that it is the universe giving you whispering spirit messages to guide you in this direction. And that's part of your intuition that is coupled with your street smarts and your common sense about the world and what you've learned and your values. And I would say one thing about values, don't be afraid to change them if you find that they are harmful to others, because part of what's happened in the world is we've carried forward these values that are harmful to others. They really cancel an entire culture of people sometimes.
Yes, they do. So one of the earliest memories that I have is living as a young child. We lived in Seattle. And at that time, in the school that I was in, there were a lot of African-American children that lived there that were at our school. And the whites seemed to be the minority at that time. And so, well, I didn't know anything about anything, right? I was just living my life. But I remember I had a little, like first or second grade, I had an African-American boyfriend, right? And we loved each other and we had fun together and we hung out. It was normal. I didn't know anything about prejudice. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about judgment. I just knew that I loved people. Mm-hmm. I had Chinese and Japanese friends and Native American friends. And that was my world in the world that I grew up in my family, right? And so I didn't know any different. And then I found out later that we actually, these Caucasian white people were the minority in this school. I was like, huh, wow, I didn't know that. Because in my world, I was inclusive with all people. Mm-hmm. And that's my invitation, is that if you've got people that you don't understand, don't point the finger and just exclude them from your life. Get to know them, get to know their culture, get to know their customs, get to know who they are. Be curious. Let yourself delve into a new world. Learn something new that you might not have known before about that culture.
And that's really the beauty on the other side of all of this, is the world is such a rich and diverse place. If you haven't seen the stage productions of China or Asia, or listened to the music of Germany or Brazil, there's something amazing that's culturally diverse that can enhance your life, and it's just waiting for you to experience it.
Oh, that's something that we can actually put on a playlist.
Oh yeah,
because you've got access to that. Yeah, we've seen a lot of multicultural, different movies and documentaries that I really recommend.
That's great stuff. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the two great big lessons of the big R word, responsibility.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. We're going to hope to break up the stigma around that word. So, anyway, we'll see you back in just a minute.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. My last tip to listeners was to list your top 5 core values and then convert each of them to a statement. At the time, one of my examples was passion, and passion fuels my perseverance. And yes, I found this exercise to be the best first step to toward helping my clients to reclaim their lives. But there's a second exercise that works in tandem with the first. This time, write down your top few negative core value statements about yourself or the world in general. Two examples may be, if people knew the true me, they would never accept me, or people are generally untrustworthy. Afterwards, ask yourself two questions. Are you surrounding yourself with people who don't share or at least support your positive core values? And are your negative core values, or those of others, drowning out your positive core values? If yes to either, you've extinguished your ability to make personalized decisions. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's unleash the power of your core values.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm her husband. And we're talking about cancel culture today, a really hot button topic. But hopefully we're presenting you with some ideas about what you can do for yourself and for others and for the world in general. And it may take some time, but I believe that we can end this cycle of madness that is cancel culture and replace it with embracing the diversity that exists everywhere, that everyone has something to contribute into. And the best news is that it begins with you. It's all up to you, in fact. It's all up to you to decide what you allow in your life and your sphere. And that includes all the drama that has nothing to do with you. So we really encourage you to try out this breath technique of just even taking a moment, taking a breath, focusing on just listening to that. See if you can get a moment of quiet, turn off the noise. And when you can, go out in nature and leave your phone behind. Just sit and listen to the beach or listen to the birds. It's a really wonderful opportunity.
Yes, it is. One of the things too that I just realized that we can use our breath with is that when you're reading your Facebook page or the news, you're hearing the news, you're listening to it on the TV or you're reading a newspaper and you're getting this information and you're like, ugh, it just hits you right there in your gut. That's the moment of choice. Okay. That's right there is your moment of choice. A, do I believe this? B, do I care to believe this? C, do I want to make a new choice? Do I want to find out if this is true in another way? And the other part of that, as you're getting that information download, is breathing. When you breathe, you get a pause in your thinking, which allows you to kind of break up the automatic responses that are always present.
So I told you we would be talking about responsibility, and we're really talking about self-responsibility, because that's really, even if you're a parent, you start when you're on an airline. They say if the masks come down, secure yours first. So your first responsibility really is to make sure that you're a healthy vessel to take care of somebody else. Because sometimes we do take care of other people. We're parents ourselves. But the two big lessons of responsibility, these will be totally familiar. One, there are actions and there are consequences of those actions. And the other big lesson of responsibility is you have a choice. You have a choice in what you say. You have a choice in what you do. You may not be able to stop the emotions. You may not be able to stop the judgment. You may not be able to stop these snap decisions that you make. But you can pause for a moment before you follow it up with an action or words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have definitely needed to do that this last year, as I've mentioned, with everything. It seemed like everything opened up. In a way that I had really not even looked at in my life. I hadn't really put any stock into the news, really hadn't wasn't even really sure that I believed that this virus was a real thing. I mean, that's how out of touch I was with the news of the world. But it snapped me out of it to a point of, oh, maybe it's time that I actually choose. Mm-hmm. Choose for myself what I'm going to believe. And that is our biggest lesson in life, I believe, is in every moment you get to choose.
Yeah. And just because you've been raised a certain way to believe something about yourself or other people of a different race or different color, or different ideas, it doesn't mean that you can't choose a different idea about them. So be open and willing to consider that, because that really opens up embracing more diversity and begins to cancel culture, because you are here for the time that you have left. So what do you want your life to be about for the rest of the time that you're here?
So one of the things that I have chosen to do this last year until now, and that I just remembered that I started doing, is those people that I've been connected to or been, you know, socially or otherwise, that kind of rub me the wrong way, or they just kind of get under my skin, I've purposely put forth a smile. I have purposely said a hello. I have purposely sent an I love you message, not to be mean or negative, but really to shift my own way of being around that.
Yeah.
So that I can get a new perspective. And perspective is everything, guys. If you can put a new lens, like take the glasses off, rinse off the dust, and put them on back on again, you'll get a new perspective.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great book in one of my recovery programs called A New Pair of Glasses. And it really was about giving ourselves permission to think differently. And we invite you to think differently about your automatic ways of being in the world.
One of my favorite quotes is from Wayne Dyer, and he says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I've certainly found that to be true for myself. I've grown and evolved. The second episode of the Empower Me show, I talked about my own spiritual journey from going, well, I'm not really sure I believe that there's something more than all of this, to this place that I'm at now, which is everything is spirit. We have everything physical, everything down here, everything human, every cell is spiritual as well. This is my personal belief. Doesn't mean you have to have the same belief. But if that's true, or if you start to believe it, there's information that can be accessed through all the things that you encounter.
Yes, I agree with that. We are winding down for our time together, but one of the things that I really want to leave you with is the power of choice. We've talked a lot about the power of choice, and I talk a lot about responsibility because I believe I have a vision of a world where each of us, when we take 100% responsibility for who we are in the world and what our choices are, that it will transform this life for you and for the world. Our whole world will transform when we are willing to take responsibility for who we are in this world.
Yep, that is certainly possible. We want to thank the team of producers at the Transformation Talk Radio for hosting this show. You can find out a lot more information on our splash page at transformationtalkradio.com, including YouTube playlists, and there's Pinterest boards, and there's opportunities to connect. You can email us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. You can also go to www.brightbutterflyenterprises.com, www.fullbodysystemwellness.com, and be sure to check out the YouTube playlist today on how to turn cancel culture into embracing diversity.
Oh, yes. And next month, we're going to talk about sensitivity and what, how are you being sensitive to your own needs? How are you allowing your own gifts that you have naturally in the world be seen? And I'm hopefully going to be bringing in a special guest. I'm not totally sure yet, but hopefully I will next week or next month.
Next month. And there's another side of it too, which is oversensitivity. Part of what's happened in our modern culture is we've become desensitized to oversensitivity. You see it everywhere in relation to cancel culture. This tiny little thing happened. Oh, nope, that's it. I'm going to cancel that person. So it's those snap judgments again. We've become that so used to, accustomed, and it's just an automatic for us in some ways.
Yeah, so watch your automatic responses. Give yourself permission to change your mind. You don't have to be stuck in your automatic responses and in your humanness. We are always going to be human, but in your humanness, you can give yourself some grace and rethink who you're being and what you're believing.
And the other thing just occurred to me is that there's probably scores of times already where you've gotten to the other side of some barrier that's been in your way. So you kind of know what that feels like. But imagine that there's a way where you can get past any of those barriers, anything that stands in your way. So that is true empowerment for us. That is what we're all about here at the Empower Me Show. Next week, we'll be coming back with Full Body System Wellness, and that is phase two, talking about spiritual solutions, as in there's a spiritual solution for everything.
Yes. So we are so grateful that you are here, that you have joined us for another episode of the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. And David Buck, thank you very much for being with me on this episode. Mm-hmm. And next week, we're going to go delving into week two of the Full Body System Wellness Program, which we created last year, and look at how do we bring this human body system self into alignment with our spiritual values and our spiritual beliefs. And then we get to bring it all together. And so we're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. And we hope that you have a wonderful rest of the day and rest of the week.
Blessings, blessings. We love you.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.